Let me introduce you very briefly to the process of the CAT training. The training consists of 7 sessions that all build on each other. And the first session is about getting to know each other, getting to know the group, and just warming up a bit to the training, get to know a bit more about what to expect from the training, what the idea is. And then the second session is biography work. And Karen, do you want to say something about that?
Yes, I would like. Biography work is considering how are you now, and what in your life has contributed that you are as you are now. And it's about to reflect on former crisis and what had helped you to cope with this crisis, so that you reflect on both, on the crisis that you went through, but also on what gives you power, encourage you, and so far and so forth to continue your life. And this is reflection for your own that you will share with the other ones, and in order to discover also the differences and commonalities between the different group members.
Mm-hmm. And then the third session is about values, you will talk about which values matter to you, which values do you currently experience as being unimportant or disregarded maybe. So and then the fourth session is about power and powerlessness. The idea of the training is that if we are in a moment of crisis, that might be COVID-19 or another crisis, or if not that, at least you maybe do the training because physical meetings might not be possible. But the entire idea is to become proactive in the current situation that you find yourself in. So power is an important issue. And then the fifth session is about how to become a bit more concrete with your ideas of using your power and moving out of powerlessness. It's about concrete aims and steps that help you achieve your aims. And then we have the session, which is about resources. Karen, do you want to say something about resources?
Yes, the resources, they are now more concrete resources than in the biography work. You are invited to consider what concrete resources you can use in order to achieve your goal. That means what kind of supporters can you ask, what kind of capacities, abilities you can rely on, and so on. So this is the idea, to have a kind of awareness, to involve as much resources as possible in order to achieve what you want.
Mm-hmm. And then the training is finishing with an action plan, which is sort of the most concrete plan you will develop to realize your ideas. What helps you to realize your ideas? What do you need? Until when do you want to realize them? So this will be the final session. There will also be one following up session at a later moment. But basically that's the process of the training that you will do. And we hope that you got an idea of what to expect, and we hope you you became curious about the training, and we hope that you're interested in participating. Thank you.